Okay, Rabosai, what I want to discuss with you today is the beginning of the sugya of Shechitas Peiros. I recognize it didn't give out Makoros yet, but nonetheless, the basic Makoros here are fairly easy to find, which is that you begin with the beginning of Perek Chavis on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, and you go through Kuf Mem Hey Omer Aleph. Gemara and Rashi will give out some of the essential Tosis as we go along. It's found in Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Chaf. The particularly important simanim in Shin Chaf is Shin Chaf Se'if Aleph. Then there is Shin Chaf Se'if Se'if Dalet, then Shin Chaf Se'if Hey, Vav, and Zion. Those are the important Se'ifim. Again, I'll send some Makoros out in a typed official way. Let's kind of go back to what we're up to. Before we began the Malacha of Me'amer, or I should say before we began and finished the Malacha of Me'amer, we were doing the Malacha of Dash. It's kind of a little bit out of order in the Seder HaMalachos, but right, the Seder HaMalachos is Choresh Zoreah, Kotzer, then Me'amer, then Dash. But we did Dash before, and based on that Gemara about the person who throws the clod of dirt, etc., and knocks the Tamarim down, that's what we discussed. Part of the Malacha of Dash slash Mefarik is Shechitas Peiros. Let's take a step back. The Malacha of Dash fundamentally is removing Ochel from Psoles al Yedei applying pressure. That is paradigmatic Dash. If I apply pressure and the Ochel leaves the Psoles, that is classical Dash. There is, however, something that's related to Dash, which is Shechitas Peiros. In Shechitas Peiros, what I am doing is I am removing Ochel from Ochel. Right? The outer shell is a food. I am removing a food from a food. Consequently, what we could say, and Rav Rimon has this in his Sefer on page 496, is that classical dash is we are creating a food. Something that was covered up in a non-food item, there is yitzira chadasha, right? We are creating food that is paradigmatic dash. However, the mefarek issue that we are talking about, and Rashi tells me right at the beginning of the sugya of Shechitas Peiros on Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi writes on the Mishnah, Ein Soi Chatinas HaPeiros, Zot Rashi, because it's Mefarik, which is a told of the Dash. What I am doing is I am removing an Ochel from an Ochel, and consequently, it is not the Av Malacha of Dash. Grand, everything is glorious. Now, when I begin the sugya, the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis has a line that Ein Socha Tenesa Peirot Lahotzi Mehem Mashkin. You're not allowed to squeeze fruit to remove the mashkin. Im Yatzu Me'atzman Asurin, we'll have to talk about this. There is a Gezeira of Mashkin Shazavu that comes up at the beginning of Maseches Beitzah, that even the mashke that oozes out on its own is also Aser. But the main issue that we're talking about now is the Mishnah writes that according to the Tanakhama, you're not allowed to be Sochet Peiros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imla Ochlan Hayotzi Mehen Mutter, Imla Mashkin Hayotzi Mehen Aser. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the fruit that I gather, I intend to use as food, so then Hayotzi Mehen is going to be Mutter. But Imla Mashkin, right, if I gather the fruit and my intention is for the mashkin, then hayoti mehen is usher ad kan in the Mishnah.
Rabbi, is that the hafnasa or is that the spita itself?
So the pashtus in the Mishnah and in the Gemara at this point is we are conflating them. We are conflating them. And although the Mishnah is talking about the Gezerah of Mashkin Shezavu, but the Gemara at the beginning of the Sugya tells me that Modim Reb Yehuda L'Chachomim B'Zeisim V'Anovim. Right, that even though Reb Yehuda says that La'achila it is going to be okay, but by Zeisim V'Anovim it's a problem. And the converse is true as well, that the Chachomim are Moda to Rabbi Yehuda by Sha'ar Peros. Right? Meaning to say, what the Gemara develops is that by Zeisim V'Anovim, Reb Yehuda agrees that Schita of them is a real, full-fledged Isser. It is an Isser da'iraisa to be sochet zeisim va'anovim on Shabbos. That is what the Gemara says. By Sha'ar Peros, so again, the discussion in the Gemara is whether there's no machlokes or whether all agree that it is there no machlokes, or is it that lahalacha all agree that it is mutter, but by Sha'ar Peres it's mutter.
Mutter is for what?
Again?
What's mutter?
Squeezing them.
But I mean, the Gemara here doesn't comment about squeezing. Squeezing doesn't come up until Kof Mem Dalet Amud Beis, the braisa with Beit Menashe.
On Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, the braisa that says what? I'm sorry?
About Beis Menashe, right? The entire sugya, Kuf Mem Gimel Amud
Beis, wait.
Doesn't talk about squeezing it. It's always talking about Mashin Shezavu.
Wait. I am learning Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. I'm setting the Gemara up for us. We will talk about Shel Beis Menashe. We will have all these conversations as time goes on. Right now, we are being maschil the sugya. We are just.
I didn't see anywhere in the Gemara on Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis where it talks about squeezing. You can read the Gemara Kawat, and it's just talking about mashkin shezavu. I was talking about lechatzilim b'diavad about whether the mashkin it's all b'diavad, right? Whether it's mutter also b'diavad, whether mashkin shesavu judas moda kama moda, right? But mashkin shesavu
modim chachamim the Rabbi Yehuda
b'shachar. That b'diavad mashkin shesavu with mutter, and by sharp peros and by this and that moda that b'diavad it's also. I say things are nothing, but nobody says you can just use squeeze it on anything.
So
that's passion to the Gemara.
Again, let's go slowly. The Gemara, is talking about two separate issues. I agree. There's one question of mashkin shezavu, which is this what the Mishnah is addressing, and in that context, the Gemara is also talking about these categories of fruit in terms of the schita l'chatchila. Right? That is clear in the Gemara. And not only is it clear, the two ideas are going to be linked. Remember, the Gemara talks about later on being seichet l'toch hakedera versus l'toch haka'ara. That clearly means whether I'm allowed to actually squeeze it. The Gemara is going to talk about kvashim and shlakos, shesachdan legufan versus sachdan lememehen. That is clearly talking about whether I'm allowed to be sochet lechat chila. The Gemara is kind of, I'd say, seamlessly moving between the dinim of mashkin shezavu and the dinim of Shechita L'Chatchila.
Right, but that's on Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We're still on top.
Wait. All right, we'll get there. We'll discuss it. The Gemara.
I just don't see here in our Gemara where it talks about Tita Lechatzila. I thought the Gemara read Glot without Tita at all. It's talking about Mashma Shavavu. I don't want to steal too much of your time.
Again,
you can explain to me later.
I think we'll have to talk about this. But Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, certainly at the top. When I talk about the various types of fruits, right? Like you said, Beis Menashe by Menachem were sochet rimonim. They're doing it lachatchila. It's not just a din of the mashin shezavu. That's what I mean by the Gemara is moving between these categories relatively seamlessly. And these categories are obviously connected. Are you masking to that, Nady?
In aggregate, that's what it seems.
Yes. Okay. So let's just take it like this. Now, the Gemara sets up that there are three different categories of fruits. There are the category of fruits called Zesim and Anovim. By Zesim and Anovim, so Reb Yehuda is masking to the Chachamim. Here, just one second. So again, so the Gemara tells me that Zesim and Anovim, so the Schita of these things, everyone agrees is a problem. Even Nady agrees that Schita of Zesim and Anovim is mamish a problem. The Gemara tells me that there are also foods like Pigatim, Parishin, and Uzradin, which are basically quinces and crab apples, and that Schita of them is going to be mutter. Right? That is the other category. That crab apples and quinces, Schita is mutter. The middle category is Tusim and Rimonim. That Tusim and Rimonim, Zok the Gemara, that's when there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So I have three categories. Zesim and Anovim for sure is Usser. The Pigain and the Uzradin is for sure Mutter. But the Tusim and Rimonim, that is when there is a machlokas. Now, when I get into this sugya, the first question to ask is, what is the difference between Zesim and Anovim and the other foods? Rashi seems to take the mahalach that it really depends on what people want to use it for. Meaning, Rashi writes on Kuf Mem Gila on the Beis that by Zesim and Anovim, the average person wants it for the mashkim. That's why it is standardly used. By the Pigatin and the Uzradin, so it's Lav or Chayhu B'hochi. People don't want to use it for the Mashkin. However, when they have the Tusim and Rimunim, some people use it for Mashkin, others don't use it for Mashkin. That seems to be the Gemara, according to Rashi, that it depends on what is normal. However, the Ran on Samach Aleph, Amid Aleph, the Dafei Harif, the Ran takes a different approach. Again, when I say the Ran takes a different approach, I mean that the Prima Godim in his Hakdama to Simin Shin Chaf assumes that there's a machlokes between the Ran and Rashi. The Ran writes that I'm only chayiv on derichas zesim va'anovim bovad, ukedamin lekamon, avashar peros hayotzi mehen lo choshev mashke lehischayiv olav. Right, the Ran seems to be saying that there is a definition of what is called a mashke, The pashtus is it's an objective category. That's the way the Prima Godim takes it. And therefore, what the idea is, the difference between Zaysim and Anovim versus everything else, is that Zaysim and Anovim, by definition, the oil, the wine that comes out from them is a mashke. It's one of the seven mashkim that is machshir zra'im. It is a mashke in the sense of it gets a better bracha. The Gemara tells me in Ketan Mevarchim that May Peros is a shahakol because it's Zeya Ba'alma. It is just fruit sweat. It's not the ikar of the fruit. By Zeisim and Anovim, it's the ikar of the fruit. It is an objective category, says the Ran, and that's why I am Chayiv. So, yes.
Is it so posh that the Yad Shechadam by Machshirin is the objective category also? Perhaps that could be expanded as well.
I think that is pretty, again, I don't claim any expertise in Maseches Machshirin, but I'm pretty certain that that's the objective category, that Yad Shachatam are full-fledged Mashkim L'chol Dover.
The soy milk doesn't count.
What?
Soy milk doesn't count.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you?
Soy milk doesn't count.
Soy milk does not count. Almond milk does not count. That's correct. All these things are not considered mashkin. Nachon. Now, Rashi's mahalach in the sugya seems to be more glatt in the sense of there's only one variable. And that variable is how or chai who is it to squeeze the items. No? Zeisim and Anovim, stoma de milsa is that you squeeze it for the liquid. The tusim and ta'anim are stuff that is stoma de milsa, not necessarily squeezed, although it is fairly common to squeeze it. However, the prugin, the uzradin, whatever they are, that's something that no one squeezes. That's the way Rashi learns it. And therefore, Rashi comes up with a chiddush, which is that the kula which I have on the pragin, the uzradin, whatever these things are, that kula is because it's not a mashke, like we noted, right? The idea basically is that Zaysim and Anovim, most people want it for a mashke. This stuff that some people want from Ashka, that's Tusim and Rimonim. But the quinces and the crab apples, no one wants it for Amashka. That's why it's Heter Gomor. By no one, Zaktrashi, it has to mean no one. But if I squeeze it because I want it as Amashka, so Rashi says that the principle of Achshavinhu applies. I am being machshiv this crab apple juice as a liquid. The fact that I decide it's a liquid means that alcohol ponim it's aser midrabonim. That seems to be the shita of Rashi. However, the Ran is working in the objective category, the din of Zaysim and Anovim, according to the Ran, is because these are things which are objectively mashkin. The idea of Tusim and Rimonim, it's not objectively mashkin, but it's subjective mashkin. Subjective mashkin means that since some people use it, we will give it a din like it is mashke a little bit. And therefore, it's aser midrabanan. It might not be classic mashkin, right? It's not yad shachatam. But since a lot of people use it, so it's ki'ilu, they make a gezeira atu zeisim va'anothim. However, when it comes to crab apple juice, it's so far removed from the dinim of zeisim va'anothim that therefore there is no makom to make a gezeira. Right? That's the way The Ran learns the Sugya. Again, we're working with the Ran as understood by the Prima Godin, that he's saying something fundamentally different than Rashi. I should note that the Egle Tal in Os Tes Zayin, the Egle Tal says that he doesn't think there's any Machlekes Rashi and the Ran at all. Now, if this is the case, so then it's entirely possible that according to Rashi, since the entire din is based on what normal people squeeze in your time, so Ken Zayn that Ken Zayn that squeezing citrus fruits, Bisman Hazeh, is Osir Min HaTorah. According to the Ran, it's not Shayach that it's Osir Min HaTorah. Because according to the Ran, the only thing that's Osir Min HaTorah is something which falls into the category of Mashkin, which is Yayin and Shemen. But grapefruits, even if Kol HaOlam Kulo drinks Mitzash Goliot, nonetheless, grapefruits are not Osir Min HaTorah according to the Ran. But according to Rashi, it could be that squeezing a grapefruit is Osir Min HaTorah, because Rashi is only based on the probability. According to the Ran, squeezing a grapefruit in the worst case scenarios, like Tusim and Rimonim, which is Osir Midrabonim. Nachon, so far so good? This, of course, leads to a very big discussion in the poskim about what about eating a grapefruit on Shabbos. Has anyone ever eaten a grapefruit? Okay, so the minig of Ochlei Eshkoliot is that what you do is you cut it around and around and around, and then you cut each wedge, then you stick in your spoon, and you eat the grapefruit. And the geshmak thing of a grapefruit is that there is some liquid that comes with the grapefruit. No? The grapefruit without the liquid, if you have a dry farshimelt grapefruit, it's all dried out, that's not a tasty grapefruit. What you really want is the liquid. So the shaila is it mutter to eat grapefruit on Shabbos because of the possibility that it's going to be, I'm going to end up squeezing, not the possibility, the likelihood, not the likelihood in the sense of just likely, but the likelihood in the sense of it's definitely going to happen. It's a psikresha, but is it a psikresha on the level of da'iraisa? Or is it a psik resha on the level of drabonon? If the in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, right at the beginning of the simen, he quotes that Rebbe Yashiv feels that grapefruits bisman hazeh, since it's regilim the sochatom, it's osir min hatayra. Reb Nissen Karelis agreed with that. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach felt that grapefruits and oranges, I guess, are usr only midrabanan. And the way we're putting it together, it's going to be a machlekes between Rashi and the Ran. Mimela, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and this is in the Shmiras Shabbos new edition, Shmiras Shabbos new edition in chapter 5, Perek Hey, it's Ha'ara, it's Sif Yud Beis, and Ha'ara Memtes. The Shmir Shabbos says that you're allowed to cut a grapefruit and to eat it with a spoon, and there's no Isser of Sochet. No Isser Sochet. Why? Because even if you end up squeezing it, it's only Isser Midrabanon. This, therefore, is Schita of Kil Achar Yad, and it's a Shrei Dirabonon. And because it's Chita Kalachi Ad Shrei Dirabonon, I'm sorry, just hold on. So the Reb Shlomo Zalman is assuming that squeezing grapefruits is Osir Midrabonon. Memela, when I squeeze it with the spoon, it is Shrei Dirabonon, because it's Eino Miskavein Liskot. By a trade rabbonon, even though it's a psik resha, you could be mekel. Moreover, it might not even be a full-fledged schita, because full-fledged schita involves when you separate the liquid from the solid. Over here, it's not mamish separated. The liquid remains with the solid. The grapefruit juice, ki'ilu, is stuck with the salad the whole time.
Rebbe?
Now, yes.
Even the Gemara never said that you're not allowed to eat grapes on Shabbos when you bite a grape. The juice squeezes that a little bit. Like, this is a totally, it's called eating. It's not chayta, it's called eating.
So again, if I do it in my mouth, it's for sure called eating. There's a machlokas between the Urayim and the Baal Ha'itor, which comes up in Se'if Aleph in the Ramah, about whether it's mutter limtzotz befiv min ha'anovim. No? If I hold a grape to suck out the juice, if it's in my mouth mamish, that's called derech achila, that's fine. But if I'm sucking it out, so the Urayim is Machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah writes in Se'if Katin Yud Beis that we should be Machmir on the Urayim Al Kolponim, we should Machmir like the Urayim Al Kolponim by grapes and olives, no? So, or at least grapes. Olives today is going to be a slightly different conversation because our olives are more like Kvashim Shesachtu. But basically, Reb Shlomo Zalman is Mekel because he's assuming that squeezing grapefruits is only an Issur D'Rabbanan. Memela, it's going to be permitted Al Yedei this double D'Rabbanan if it's Kil Achar Yad combined with the fact of, how did he say it? It's Kil Achar Yad. The fruit itself is Dirabonon, it's Eino Miskavein. He put together a whole shtickle taira, and certainly because it ends up getting mixed in, into the fruit, so therefore it's not squeezed out. Now, the Pashtus is, though, that this psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman is very difficult. First of all, who says I follow Rashi? I follow the Ran rather than Rashi? Mehecha Tesi, the din of Mashke is an objective category. That Zesim and Anovim is objectively different than Tusim V'Rimonim because of the Shem Mashke. Who says that's correct? Nosaf al kach. There are many achronim, the Chaya Odom, feels that we should be machmir on this shita. The Chaya Odom feels that we should be machmir like the Rashi. And as a result, it is not at all pashut to be mekel. It's also not so pashut to be mekel based on a psik resha, on a double drabonon, even that we saw in the Dagomir Revava and Simin Shin, the Dagomir Revava, in Simin Shin Mem, says that you could be make on a psikration on a double drabonon, but we know that the Chazon Ish points out that he doesn't know the difference between a single drabonon and a double drabonon. So if you look in the Chuvos of Rabbi Usher Bush, he learns in the YU Beis Medrash all the time, but since COVID, he's obviously not allowed in the YU Beis Medrash, same as everyone is not allowed in the YU Beis Medrash. So he has a tshuva called Shoel Bishlomo. And in his tshuva sefer Shoel Bishlomo, these are all articles that he published in Beis Yitzchak's over time. He contends that you should be machmir on the eating of the grapefruits when your kavona is that you dafko want the juice. Many people eat grapefruits and their intention is they have like a whole shtickle taira of how to get as much juice as possible. And they'll dafka squeeze the spoon against the flesh of the grapefruit to get more juice out. That lecha'ira should be a problem. If you're just eating the grapefruit stem and you don't really care about the juicy parts, so it's going to be okay, he says. But if you're dafka going the kavana to get the juice out, then it's a problem. Certainly it's a problem if after you eat the grapefruit, if you want to pick the flesh of the fruit up and like use it as a cup to drink it, that lecha'ira certainly is a problem. That is the first issue. Now, this issue about whether it's a d'oraisa or it's rabbanon to squeeze a grapefruit on Shabbos, this issue is really the first bi'ur halacha in Simin Shin Chaf. You see, the way we put things together, according to Rashi, the only issue at hand is how rogel is it? If everyone does it, it's asur min ha-Torah. Or forget everyone. If a lot of people do it, it's asur min ha-Torah. If some people do it, it's asur min drabonon. If no one does it, according to Rashi, it's also asur min drabonon. Unless your kavana is that you want to do it lamatik as ha-pri. That's why Rashi learned it. According to the Ran, the category one is objective mashkin. Category two, according to the Ran, is stuff that some people consider a mashke, or right, that's tusim and rimonim. Category three is a category that almost no one considers a mashke, right? According to the Ran, the difference between two and three is just how many people do it. According to Rashi, it doesn't depend on how many people do it. It depends whether my kavana is if I want the mashke or not. If my kavana is I want the mashke, according to Rashi, it's mamish usser, and the only heter is lamatik es apri. That would mean
what is a mashke?
What is any liquid that comes out is a mashke?
And the shlakos?
So shlakos, we'll talk about in a second. Shlakos is that I cook vegetables in water, and the vegetable becomes fatter after it's cooked than it was beforehand. Right? That's shlakos. It's a fatter vegetable. It was cooked in water. By kvashim is I soak it, and shlakos is I cook it. That's the Gemara on Kuf Mem Hey, three shitos over there, Rashmo Reb Yochanan. Now, Zok Bechayo Odom, and the Bach paskins this way also, and the Taz and Sif Katan Aleph paskins this way also, that we really have to be choshish for Rashi, and as such, the only heter, the only time it's mamish mutter to squeeze a quince or a crab apple, is if my kavona is that I want to squeeze it in order lamatik as hapri, which is the same idea that the Gemara has by the kvashim and shlakos. The Gemara says by kvashim and shlakos, if it's lagufa, and if I have a pickle, and the pickle is stuck with lots of pickle brine in it, the only heter to squeeze it is when my kavona is to get the pickle brine out and to make the pickle less juicy, because a good pickle is hard. A lousy pickle is very juicy and suffused with a ton of liquid. That's if it's lagufan, it's mutter. According to Rashi, that's the same issue by any fruit. Kvashim and shlakais is the same as all fruit, and the only heter is lagufan. The Bach and the Chaya Odin and the Taz paskin like Rashi. The Mishneh Berurah However, let me just finish this. Let me just finish the sentence. The Mishnah Brura, however, paskins not like Rashi. The Mishnah Brura paskins that there's a heter to squeeze a crab apple, even if you want the liquid. Since no one squeezes crab apples, it's not done. So therefore, the regilus is so low that it's going to be mutter even if you want the liquid. You get the impression that the Mishnah Berurah is paskening like the Ran, not like Rashi. But nonetheless, the fact that there are so many Gedolei Haposkim who are Choshesh for Rashi, so it's very difficult to be makel on the on the grapefruits. This issue is also relevant for Shemitah Kayadua, whether or how fresh is Trumas and Maestris on grapefruit juice, on orange juice, etc. All these issues are connected. Nady, it's time for your rebuttal.
No, I was just wondering whether the Masik versus the Mashke was related to any of our machlokos between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. So it's the Gufan, and you use the word Tzarech, and it's the Malacha of Shita. So I was wondering whether it's...
Yes, again, so remember, Tysus on Ayin Gimel on the Beis says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're chayv on Malacha Shein Tzarech LeGufa, but the definition of the Malacha of Dash is such that I'm not going to be chayiv if the definition of dash is such, I'm not going to be chayiv unless I need the liquid. Right? That's the way Taisus said it on Ayin Gimel Beis. But according to Taisus, it's part of the definition of the malacha, and it's really unrelated to the general question of malacha shein tzricha legufa. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. I think that's correct. So basically...
Gabby, could I throw out something on the grapefruit issue?
Yes.
Is it possible to say that we can start with Shlomo Zalman Harbach not so great Siruf of Kulas together with the fact that that's just the way grapefruits are eaten?
Yeah.
Like, can I just call that a Derech Achila of grapefruits and therefore, like, I only just need to get around certain technicalities, and Shlomo Zalman's Limitzchos is enough for it to get around those technicalities. But so really, the reason why I want to master it is because that's the way it's eaten.
There's a kula of derech achila, but that's why the machlokas between the Yerayim and the Baal HaItur about squeezing.
But that's not the derech of eating grapes.
So again, over the Mishnah Brura feels that I should be machmir, not to hold a grape outside my mouth and squeeze it. Because
but that's not the derech of eating grapes.
Since grapes are da'iraisa, zok the Mishnah Brura, right? If that's the case, and I'm right that grapefruit is also schitas and min hatayra, so I should be machmen. I don't have a kula of derech achila. Ein lecha derech achila gadol from the guy who has that grape in his mouth and he's squeezing it. That's
machmen. What does derech achila mean? Does it mean through the process of eating, or does it mean the way that people eat something?
Yeah, I think what Jake is suggesting is that it's not normal to eat a grape by holding it, right? That's not a normal way that I eat a grape. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
But the Yerayim is still machmir. And Afilohochi the Yerayim is machmir. And Afilohochi the Mishnah Berurah says I should be choshesh the Yerayim by a grape because it's Daraisa. So
because it's not the derech achila, but if it was the derech achila, if there was some fruit where that was the way to eat it, that would be the derech achila of that fruit, and it would be mutter even according to the Urayim.
I don't think so. I think the Urayim, Adarab, the Urayim is saying that even though it's not the normal way to eat it, I'm still machmir.
No, the opposite.
Like kosher cane, I should be machmir.
The normal way to eat it is a reason to be machmir, not a reason to be mekel. I'm machmir because it's not the normal way to eat it. But if it would have been the normal way to eat it, I would have been mekel.
If it would have been the normal way to eat it,
I would have been mekel. That's the whole idea of a heter of derech achila. The more normal it is, the more mekel.
I mean, the way the Yireim is quoted is that just like the kula to nurse from a behema is, even though it's not the normal way to get milk out by nursing with your mouth, we're only make on that b'makom agoneach, like we spoke about, if you're ill. So also, I'm going to be machmir even if it is not kederech. If I'm machmir even when it's not kederech, I think certainly I have to be machmir when it is kederech.
I didn't follow that. I think Jake is saying he's saber, no? But just like we said, that we're only make it, it's not kederech. That's why we have to have a kula. That's why you need the goneach in order to do it.
But again, goineach is not kederech. In the case of nursing, getting the milk directly out is not the normal way to get milk out. And afilo hachi, I'm only makel if the person is ill. That means even...
Because there's two different kederechs. There's a kederech of how you normally get the food and how the food is normally eaten. One of them is a kula, one of them is a chumra. Right? Because if it's a food that's normally squeezed, right, for the juices, then you're more machmir. It's quote unquote derech. But if it's a food that is squeezed, but it's being squeezed and it's in a way in which it's normally eaten, that's the kula of derech achiva that we have by grapes.
Melacha
shalok
kederech versus
derech achiva.
So again.
Oh, exactly. Melacha shalok kederech versus derech achiva.
Just like I have a din of derech achiva by borer, by other melachos. Right, the derech, which is usur, you're suggesting, is if it's like the derech of extracting the liquid, right? That would be a reason to be usur. But if it's the derech to eat it normally, that's a svara lahakel. That's your suggestion.
Exactly.
So I would tell you, and we have to learn the bir halacha in Sif Aleph carefully, but I would tell you that the bir halacha is pointing out that this is the machlaikas about squeezing lemons on Shabbos. In Se'if Vav, it's two opinions in the Trumas Hadeshen, and there's a Trumas Harash, but the Mechaber passes, you're allowed to squeeze lemons on Shabbos. Not only that, the Minigan Mitzrayim is that they squeezed the lemons. The Shaila is, what's the heter to squeeze lemons? If anything, squeezing lemons is mamish, a normal thing to squeeze, no? People use lemon juice all the time. So the Mishnah Brura quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes two opinions. One opinion is that it's mutter to squeeze the lemons because you squeeze the lemon because you don't drink the lemon juice on its own. You only drink the lemon juice when it's mixed with some water. That's one approach. The other approach is that it is mutter to squeeze the lemons because it's like the derech achila of the lemons. The normal way to eat lemons is that you squeeze it and then you drink it, no? Is that similar to what you're saying? Not sure. Okay, I think I might have lost you. Okay, Chevra. There's a lot to do in this din of Schitas Peiros. We'll try to work through the sugya another day or two. Again, I'll give out some very basic marimakomos. We try to do the best that we can. But basically, it seems to me like so far we have one fundamental machlokes and hashlachot in two directions. Machlokes is what's the heter or what's the full iser of zeisim and anovim. Rashi assumes it's kederech, right? So therefore, according to Rashi, whatever is somewhat kederech is going to be a problem, and the only heter is legufan. But the Ran assumes that no, the Ran assumes that even if it's kederech, it's going to be aser midrabanan, right? The only thing that's deraisa is something which is a full-fledged mashke. I think that's the way the Ran ends up putting the sigya together. Again, assuming that there's a machlokes Rashi and the Ran. Gentlemen, any questions or comments or observations? Nady, we'll have to go through the Gemara carefully, like you were suggesting, how it fits in. B'li neder, We'll try to do that. Again, gentlemen, I'll give out some Makaris. When Makaris are basic, are pretty basic over here. It's Kuf Mem Gimel Mem Beis until Kuf Mem Hei Yomar Aleph. And I'll give out a few Tosis and some Se'ifim. Okay, Chaver, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Abby.
Kol Tov.